Melanie said, thank you for filling in for me, Pastor Kevin.
Amen. Amen. It's my privilege, my honor, honestly.
We want to pray for Miss Melanie Randall. We want to pray for Ricky Jenkins and his family. He's a young man who's been diagnosed with cancer, mm-hmm. and now he's on hospice.
Yes.
And we want to pray for Monica's family.
Let's take these prayer requests today, and let's remember Melody for whatever reason she Melanie, and I just know it's Miss Randall. So let's pray for her today. Father God, we're just thankful, Lord, and I don't know her situation or what's going on, but walk with her. Lord, just walk with her, wrap your wings around her, and lift her up. Lord, lift her up in the light of the day so that when people see her, they see brilliance and not darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. Father God, I pray for Ricky Jenkins today. And his family, Lord, I've been diagnosed with cancer. He's a young man. He's not old enough to end his life right now. God, you could work a miracle, speak the word over him. Lord, I believe this could happen today to show us a supernatural healing power. God, I pray that you touch him, Lord, right now. God, give him the peace and the comfort that is so needed and required during these times. Lord, I don't have the answers of all the things. I just believe in the impossible things that you can do. God, I pray for his family, Lord, that you would touch them and bless them as well. Father God, I pray today for many that are upon the prayer request with cancer. Lord, I think every church in this, in all around, every church that met this past Sunday had a request that came up that cancer is back on an onslaught. It's back on a siege against your people. And God, I would pray today that you would speak the word across the board and begin to heal all of those that have cancer in them from And I could give several names, Lord, but we just focus on Ricky and all of the others that symbol today for the fight against cancer. And God, I pray for Monica's family, for all the turmoil, God, the conflict and all the confusion. Yes, Lord, move it out. It's an attack of the enemy that's coming against her and her family. And Lord, that attack we will recognize and notify, but we will not participate. For the battle is not ours, but yours, O Lord. It's yours, O Lord. And that one thing we can always remember, Lord. Thank you, God, for intervening with us. And Lord, we just ask you today, Lord, that you would be with us. God, you started this, you finished this. Lord, you are the answer, you are the hope. God, you are our strength and our shield and all things provided. God, we give you the praise and the glory in all of our words this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
We had one more prayer request come in from Miss Neva. For Otis Beck, who had some health issues he's battling.
Okay, let's pray for Otis. Father God, I pray for Otis right now today for health issues. Lord, once again, speak the word over him. Declare the wholeness of his body. Recreate inside God all of the immune system so that it begins to perform in the way that it should. Lord, do what needs to be done in this man's life to give him a testimony of the glorious healing power of our Lord and Savior Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And I don't know if y'all knew this or not, but I believe yesterday was Miss Melanie Randall's birthday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So will y'all too join me in singing happy birthday?
Sing on the
yeah,
air.
Man. Don't worry, my voice is okay anyway. It's okay.
Hey, Melanie Randall.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Miss Melanie. Happy birthday to you. We love you.
There you go, girl.
Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. When you are confronted with difficult situations, it's not the reply of the tongue that matters. It's the response of the heart. That is where the real you lives. If you use words to deal with life, they will only be as valuable as the words. If you put your heart into it, the value is multiplied. Always be ready to provide an answer, and if necessary, use words.
Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-343-8635. Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here in Elk City at the Promise Center. Drew's Plumbing, Heating and Cooling is located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all of your plumbing, heating and cooling needs, contact Drew's at 580-343-2525. They are a company that cares.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. So, my bad. It was not Miss Melanie's birthday.
No, set it straight.
It was Miss Nikita Brown.
So, we just simply say happy birthday, Nikita.
Happy birthday. That was for you. Yeah. I'm sorry I had my information twisted.
Just feel that name in. Prime time only. 3 people singing happy birthday. Don't sing. It's good. God is good. God is good.
We are back. Our guest today is Pastor Kevin Akins. His title for this morning is A Supernatural Life, Part 2.
Supernatural Life. First part was all about faith. Second part is all about corporation and where we are and how we fit into that corporation. We've already talked about so many different things, and we've talked about the first man that carried the mat or the cot in, and we know that he's a man of vision. But let's get to the 3 men that are left that picked up and carried as well. And again, I'm just using these 3 men because the Bible declares to us that when Jesus saw their faith, and you've got to have faith in that vision that you have. You've got to have faith in seeing ahead of what God has. When he saw their faith, let me talk about the second man here. The second man is the desire. And I know this is a touchy situation because this world that we live in today, it creates so many different desires in people. It creates a desire in the mind. If you're not careful and you're watching too much TV, you're going to have a desire, an ungodly desire, an unspiritual desire. You got to be careful of that. The battle is on against our mind and what we think and how we comprehend it. But let me remind you again, it's about the Word of God. If we've got to have the corporation with the Word of God in corporation with what we want out of this. That second man had a desire. He said, yeah, you know what? I want to be a part of this. Yeah, I'll pick up that corner of the mat. Yeah, I'll carry along the best I can. Yeah, I'll lift him up. Yes, I'll help get this man to the next place in his life that hopefully we can see the supernatural power of Jesus come out and heal him. But it's a supernatural corporation. What caused that man to enter in to help? It's the same supernatural event, a corporation that's out there today. And let me just share just real quick with you. Pastors are pastors because they're called to be pastors. We're not pastors just because we want a great future or we have this we have this great mindset that we're going to get supernaturally rich from being a pastor. No, none of that. That's not there. It's not because we live a life that we get all the pats on the back. I want to tell you something. We get more knives in the back than we get pats in the back. And that's just the truth of the matter that is there. We're not pastors because we think it is the greatest career that ever existed. But let me tell you something. Being a pastor is the greatest career that has ever existed. It is the most beautiful thing that is ever out there. I'm richer than anybody ever knows that I'm rich. It's out, but it's all because of my supernatural God that keeps giving me supernatural blessings so that I can live a supernatural life. It's how you look at it. It's how you feel about it. It's what's going on. Do I have a desire to help other people get into the presence of Jesus? I got to tell you, that's my greatest desire of life, is helping you change from where you are to where God wants you to be. And living a supernatural life requires that cooperation of having other people help us get along. If it hadn't have been for the desire of my pastor, where would I be today? If it wasn't the desire of my college professors, where would I be today? If it wasn't the desire that was making a difference, then where would I be today? It's a corporation effect. The second man had a desire. Great faith is the result of great desire. I want you to get that. I want that to be meat in your life today. Yes, you can have great faith, but great faith setting still, as we will learn here in a little while, is just as dead as anything else. Faith requires action. Faith requires movement. Faith requires a desire that says, I want more out of where I'm at. I want more than what I've got. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be delivered? Do you want to be saved? Do you want to change? Do you want to have wealth instead of poverty? Do you want this? Then ask yourself the question. This is a number one question today across the business portfolios that are out there. Why do you want it? Why are you looking forward to it? Why do you want to move? Why? Why do you want to get out of your comfort zone? And that's where so many people say, I don't want to. I don't want out of my comfort zone. Then ask yourself, why do you not want out of your comfort zone? Because I'm afraid to go forward. Fear, number one. Because I can't see what's next. Fear of the unknown. Because I'm not capable. I don't talk right. Moses said he had a problem with speech. But it wasn't just Moses. There was three of the apostles said, we're not the preachers, you are. And Jesus said, oh, no, it's your turn to testify. Even Paul said, I am the most sinful man out of everybody that's here. I'm not being accepted, but yet God changed his name and changed his ministry, changed him to a place where he was far more comfortable with. And God wants to do the same thing with you. Check out the why. Why do you want to move forward? I have a desire to help people come to know Christ. Why do you want to get to that next place? Look, and this blows people's mind, but I think it's a godly principle. I want to be extra wealthy so that I can bless other people. That it's not so that I can have more trinkets and more toys. It's so that I can help other people get out of their problems and get out of their troubles. That's a God-honoring system of getting out of poverty right there. If your whole mindset is, no, I'm tired of living in poverty, and I want to be richer so that I can have a bigger refrigerator and a bigger house and a bigger garage and a bigger car number, then nope, you're missing out on it. That prayer is probably never going to be answered. But if you can say, Lord, honestly, truly, my desire is to help that family get what they need. My desire is to help that person reach what they need to be. My desire is to help that other person. And people go, Pastor Kevin, I just don't think that's really a principle. Really? Then explain to me the great commandment. Love God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, and love your neighbor as that same way. We're to do two things, love God and love people. That's what we're supposed to do, love God and love people. And if we're not doing that, then are we ever going to see a supernatural life? No. Then let your desire be, I want to love God and love people. I have a desire to push through the crowds of all the conflicts and all the frustrations and all the fears. I have a desire to get past the crowd. Why? Because I know what's on the other side of the crowd. I know what's on the other side of the barrier. I have a desire to break through the barriers. They look impossible. They look like there's no way to do it. But I have a desire in my heart, deep inside of my heart, to reach that other side, to get to the place to where God wants me to be. The scripture says this, And I love it. This is a scripture. It's not most often quoted. I'm going to give you the most often quoted scripture right after this. But listen to this. This is found in Psalms 20, verse 4. Psalms 20, verse 4. And the psalmist was writing out there, and he was just saying, man, the time is just so tough. It's so difficult. But he's offering a prayer to all the people that are down and out. Israel's just been conquered. They've just gone through a major defeat. And yet this psalmist still says, may he, talking about God, may God grant you according to your heart's desire. Now, if I was to say that to you today, if I was either one of you two ladies in this room or anybody that's watching me on Facebook, if I was to say it to you today, just simply put, this is my prayer. You know that God answers prayer. Listen, this is the prayer. May God grant you what your heart's desire is today. Then you examine, you evaluate your heart right now. What is your heart desiring today? I just want a coffee from the coffee shop. No, what is your heart's desire? Really deep down inside, I just want my mother to leave me alone. No, don't. What is your real heart's desire? If God is going to honor that heart's desire, does it include loving God and loving other people? You want a supernatural life? Then it's must include loving God and loving other people. What is your heart's desire? Here's the one that we quote all the time. We quote this forever. And I know somebody's going to probably get on and say, you didn't finish verse 4. So I'll just give you the ending of verse 4. All right. Psalms 20, verse 4. May God grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. He's not going to fulfill all that purpose if it's not about loving God and loving other people. It's got to be loving God and loving other people. Look, just make it simple. This is not hard to understand. Make it simple. Here's the one we quote all the time. Psalms 37, verse 4. That's the one that we all know. Psalms 37, verse 4. Because it says, delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. And everybody says, oh, no, the Bible says that he will give me the desires of my heart. There's an if in there. If you delight yourself in him. What does it mean to delight yourself in him? That is a huge description that I don't have time for. So think about it. If you want to live a supernatural life, we need the cooperation of God's word and God's people in our life. We need that desire to move forward. I desire to be better than what I am. Then get under the teaching of God's word. Get under the leadership of God's word. Get under the training of God's word. Get somebody who is a mentor above you that can teach you and show you these things. And it works out. The third man comes over. He lifts up his corner of the mat. The third man is the man of courage. You got to have courage, because I promise you the battle is real. There is a spiritual battle that is real. There is a physical battle that is real. There is a mental battle that is real. The battle is after your soul, your spirit, and your body. The battle is after that constantly. The battle is after your mind, after your heart, and after your physical body. The battle is there. You can find it throughout Scripture everywhere, from the very beginning in Genesis all the way to the end in Revelation. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. It also says in there that we fight against the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life constantly. It's the same temptation that Jesus went through in the desert. These are the teaching, simple teachings that you as a Christian should already know. You should lean on these, focus on these. When you're going through these battles, you need to get this scripture down inside of your heart that says, I don't care what it takes to get into the presence of Jesus. I am going to break through the roof. I'm going to break through the crowd. I'm going to press through. I'm going to pray through. Well, any way that you want to put it, make it your own sermon and make it your little speech right there. No, I will not give in to the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. No, I will not give in to a sin-sick society that wants me to be their doormat. No, Jesus is my light. He is my way. He is my truth. With his light, I can see where I need to go. With his light, I can know where I need to be. With his light, I can have the courage to say, I'm going to make it. I'm going to press through. It doesn't matter what other people think. It doesn't matter what other people tell me. They say I can't get through the crowd. They say I can't get to Jesus. And I I'm going to speak to somebody right now that's listening to me. You've been told that you're not any good. You don't qualify. Jesus doesn't listen to your prayers, to your kind of people's prayers, because you're just a sinner and you can't quit and you can't break away. Let me tell you, I'm speaking to you today that there are multiple sinners out there today that can never get into the presence of Jesus because they're more focused on what somebody else has said instead of what Jesus has said. Somebody else told you that you don't qualify, you can't get there. I want you to hear the words of the Lord today. Jesus said, come unto me. Matthew, and he said, come unto me. And he said, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. That's just so amazing to me. Have the courage. Keep pressing through. Get through. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it sounds like. It doesn't matter if it's been a tradition or not a tradition. It doesn't matter how strange it is. Nobody else has ever come to Jesus this way before. And I would chuckle in my heart and say, oh, yeah, there's nothing new under the sun. Everybody's come to Jesus in a different way. Just come to Jesus. Stop listening to the people and start listening to Jesus. That takes me to the fourth man. So the first man, let's go back. He had vision. The second man had a desire. The third man had the courage. But the fourth man said, quit talking. Let's do it. Let's pick it up. Let's go. He's a man of action. He's the one who said, look, let's play like Nike and just do it. Get it going. Let's move on. Pick it up. Let's go. Don't stop here. They got to the crowd, and the man with the vision said, I can see Jesus just on the other side of the crowd. The man with the desire said, boy, I wish we could really get there. The man with courage said, I think we can. Let's do another plan. Let's go up on the roof. Maybe we can come down that way. And the fourth man said, move out of the way. Let's go. He's fighting for it. It's an action. Action is the partner that makes faith move forward. Action is the partner that makes faith move forward. We've got to have a corporation. We got to have faith, but we got to have action with that faith. James chapter 2, verse 26 says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Just like your body without the spirit is nothing but a person laying in the dirt. Just the body without the spirit is dead. But faith without works is dead. If you've got the faith, then you've got the vision. You've got the desire. You've got the courage. Put the action behind it and go do what the Lord's talking about. If you want a supernatural life today, then you need the corporation of the vision, the desire, the courage, and the action, the faith. You've got to put the faith together. Supernatural life, part one, is all about having faith in who we believe in. Supernatural life, part two, is corporation of putting it all together. Putting the Word of God together with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Putting the Word of God together with a vision, a desire, a courage, and that faith, or the action of that faith. Because you can have faith and still be sitting still in your comfort zone. And you haven't changed in years. You're the same Christian today as you were 5 years ago. And if you don't put action behind that faith, you're going to be the same Christian 5 years from now as you are today. But you got to understand, God's got so much more for you. He never stops planning for you. I love the scripture that says that Jesus is at the right hand of the throne God, making intercession for us. And I know that you are Bible studyers. I know that you know this. And when he's making intercession for us, then he is praying unheard prayers for us. He is praying undreamed up prayers for us. Intercession is praying about something that you don't know anything about, right? That's what intercession is, praying about something that you don't know anything about. Well, then how can Jesus have intercessory prayer for you? Because he knows everything about you. Then the unknown is only in your mind, not in his mind. Jesus is praying prayers that you have not even thought of. He is praying that prayer that Peter prayed when Peter said, the Lord is able to do that which is exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask or think. Wow. our little minute mindset, that's where the Bible is. The devil wants you to think that you've thought it all out and you've got it all planned. And he is so wrong every time he's wrong. There is no truth found in him. So if he's telling you you've already thought it out, that's a lie. Jesus is saying, I'm praying stuff you ain't even thought of. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian. Jesus is still praying prayers for your next step. And your next step is ordered from heaven above. And you may not even know what that next step is, but take it. Just take it. Take that next step and see what he's got for you. If you want a supernatural life, if you want to be supernaturally healed, if you want to have supernatural finances, if you want to have supernatural deliverance from any addiction or bondage that you may find yourself in, listen to this. Simply put, simple, listen to me. If you want supernatural help, maybe you don't know what to ask for. Maybe you don't know how to define it. Maybe you don't know where to find it in the Bible, but you just want supernatural help. Then you need supernatural corporation of those of like precious faith that'll walk with you and walk with you and walk with you and walk with you and get you through what you're going through. Let me pray for you. Father God, I pray today for supernatural corporation. I pray today, Lord, that we will have a teacher placed in our life, a preacher placed in our life, that we'll have a pastor placed, we'll have a mentor placed, we'll have a friend placed, we'll have somebody, Lord, that can help me get through the crowd, past the crowd, get through the roof, get through the tiling, get through it, break through it all. Lord, somebody that'll help me pray, somebody that'll help me learn. Father God, I pray for supernatural cooperation in the lives of the people that are listening to me today. And I say a simple prayer today. Those that are addicted to drugs and alcohol, may the next dose not work. May the next drop not work. Don't feel the high. Don't feel the buzz. The next thing that you're going to get buzzed on is the Son of God, the Savior of your soul, the one and only Jesus Christ. Be blessed and have a great day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. We appreciate you coming in.
It's a good thing. Good, good thing.
God's so good. I needed this message this morning. I needed the 411. You knew I was going to do that. You know that I was going to throw that in there somewhere.
There you go. There you go.
Need the 411 on April 11th.
That's you. There you go.
2024.
There you go.
2024 is the Lord told me at the end of 2023 that 2024 was going to be full of favor and freedom.
Amen. Amen.
Here's your 411.
There you go. I love it.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power, y'all, from all of us here at the studio. Y'all have a blessed day, and you know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. For myself, Monica Lovell, from Tina Dobbs, from Pastor Kevin Akins, we'll see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.